President Roberts, members of the Board of Trustees, distinguished faculty, fellow graduates, cherished family and friends. It is with great honor and great humility that I stand here today representing the graduating members of the counseling program. I came here to Western with a goal. I wanted to learn how to help people change. Prior to starting, I worked in the business world for many years. Helping others was something I did on the side. For most of my life, I was an amateur helper, and though I enjoyed it, I often found that at some point, I'd get stuck. So one day, I meditated with God and asked Him what I should do. What I heard is that I needed to get trained, and if I really wanted to help others, I needed to become an expert. So that is how I ended up here, and I came, looking for answers. Today, I'd like to share some of the answers I found, three key lessons I learned while at Western, all three about how I needed to get beyond myself, with my thinking, with other people, and with my role in the world. My first big lesson was that I needed to adjust my understanding of how life works. You see, even though I came here to learn, I thought I already knew the answers. If I could simplify the formula at the core of my beliefs, it would be this. If people come to God, stay in relationship with Him, and follow His ways, God will make them better. Yet when I started, in one of my very first classes, I learned about many mental illnesses and real-life concerns that don't respond best to instructions on how to be saved. I learned that Christian counselors don't have clearly higher efficacy rates in resolving issues. My paradigm simply wasn't true. And this began one of the hardest struggles and biggest periods of doubt I have ever faced. Questioning the foundations of my belief system brought me to tears many times. But I am grateful I did this while at Western. I owe great debt to my professors, my classmates, and especially to my amazing wife, who didn't try to give me pat answers, but acknowledged my questions and let me face the reality that we live in a world with suffering. Now I know that when truth is tested, truth stands. I don't have to fear examining the theology I hold, nor should I fear examining the theories of psychology. All truth is ultimately God's truth, and there are many realms in the world and of ourselves to understand. The second big lesson I learned was that I had to get beyond myself, not only in my thinking, but also with other people. They spend a lot of time in our program teaching us how to listen. It's a whole lot harder than I thought. There is this voice in my head telling me that what the other person was saying was all wrong. If only they'd wake up and realize their errors, they'd be much better off. It kind of gets in the way of really hearing what the other person has to say. Fortunately, I learned a secret. Listen to understand. When I believe that the person in front of me makes sense, that in their life, in their paradigm, they have motivations that are good, it makes all the difference. I think of it as a puzzle, and it's my job to discover the piece that allows me to see their view. Sometimes it's the rules they learned as a child, a trauma that still affects them, or a belief that threatens their worth as a person. But when I listen to understand, I find it opens up a deep relationship that is a huge step toward helping them make real change. My final lesson didn't come in a classroom. After I finished my last assignment to graduate, I went to meditate with God again, this time in a small church built in the 1700s. It had tall ceilings and beautiful murals on the walls. There, in a back row seat, I wept. After all this learning, I still had deep questions. I thought I'd end my studies as an expert, with clear answers and the ability to guarantee change. But sitting in that church, looking up at those pictures, I heard God say, "I am bigger than you." The lesson is that I am finite. And even if I doubt that He exists, there's no way I can rely on myself, for I am no one's savior. I must trust that there is something bigger than me, outside of me, that I cannot control, working to bring change. And I must realize that we are part of something transcendent and eternal. All suffering on earth will not end, not with new medicine or new social policies, but my hope is in something that goes beyond today and even beyond our lifetimes. And I rest in the thought that the work I do ties into a fabric that is far beyond my finite part. So this is the key lesson I've learned about how to help people change. Get beyond yourself. Get beyond yourself with your paradigm and realize we aren't given easy answers. Get beyond yourself with others and listen to understand. And get beyond yourself with God, seeing your role is only part of the larger tapestry. It is indeed a freeing way to live. Thank you.